One of the number one hottest things that kids want this year under the tree, it's video games, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always video games. You know, I was watching The Crown the other night, and the last gift that she gave to Harry, PlayStation. Wow.
Joining us is Aubrey Quinn, Senior Vice President, Entertainment Software Association. You can find more information about them online at parentaltools.org. Aubrey, what exactly are the kids asking for?
You're right. 72% of kids in the United States say they want something related to video games. When we dug into that data, there wasn't an exact thing that they're asking for. Some kids want a new console. Some want a Game Pass or subscription. Some are looking for a specific game. Some even want in-game currency so they can get an expansion pack or they can get new skins for their characters. The good news for moms, dads, grandparents is that video games are a safe bet to making the kids happy.
You know, Aubrey, I remember the console wars, people standing in line for days trying to get these items. And it seems like at this point, that's kind of flattened out. To hear that it's not like a single game that's pulling people in, it's not virtual reality or whatever, it's all these different things, that's amazing to me.
Yeah, video games are one of the most dynamic and beloved forms of entertainment and arts in the world today. And so just like other forms of entertainment, there are so many ways to play games, and there are also so many types of games to play.
Here's the thing, though, Aubrey, and I hate to be Debbie Downer in this situation, but as a parent, we also know that there's a lot of video games that are not great for every child at every age. So as a parent, when you're checking the video game ratings, like, how do you do that?
I'll talk to you as a parent myself. I have a 10-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 19-year-old, so big age differences at home. Just like other forms of entertainment, there are video games that are more mature. They're meant for older audiences. The Entertainment Software Rating Board, or ESRB, has been assigning age ratings to video games for 30 years. They also recently started adding and offering ratings to mobile gaming apps. The ratings are E for everyone, E10 plus for everyone 10 and older, T for teen, or M for mature.
Aubrey. So what you're telling me is, as an adult, when GTA Auto 6 drops, it could make me a better person. But for my teenager, bad idea.
Here's what we know about video games. The academic research is piling up saying screen time is not created equal. Given the choice between letting my 10-year-old play or just scroll through YouTube and watch unboxing videos,
right,
I would choose playing a video game every time. It has emotional, social, emotional health benefits. It also teaches cognitive skills. During that 1 hour of playing a video game, she is solving problems. She's solving puzzles. She's unlocking worlds. She's creating things. She's not just consuming.
And as a mom, like, how do you talk to your kids about video games? You know, how much is too much and this is not the right age for you? Any tips on that?
So this is obviously a really personal decision. What is right for one 10-year-old may not be right for another 10-year-old in a different household. I suggest having those conversations directly with your kids. But one really cool feature I want every parent to know about is that every device that you can play video games on, consoles, PCs, tablets, etc., every device has parental controls. And these parental controls let you do four things. You can filter by age rating. You can also set limits for when they can play and how much they can play. You can set limits and block altogether in-game spending, and you can put restrictions or altogether block in-game communications.
I love it. Aubrey Quinn, Senior Vice President, Entertainment Software Association. You can learn more about this at parentaltools.org. Thank you, Aubrey.